A stabbing and kidnapping in Madison County over the weekend. And WLOS TV 13's Ingrid Alsted has the story.
Four friends were partying in the early morning hours when a fight broke out, ending with one man in the hospital and two more behind bars.
Heated arguments in Hot Springs boiled into two serious crimes. Madison County Sheriff Buddy Harwood says early Saturday morning, four friends were partying at the home of Jason Josie.
All individuals that were involved had been drinking alcohol, smoking K2 and marijuana.
Chad Stebbins began to argue verbally with Josie before pulling out a pocket knife.
Victim number one is stabbed.
Josie is stabbed in the leg, hand, and forehead before running from the house. The sheriff says Stebbins and suspect Marshall English then forced the fourth man, Christopher Crowder, to drive them to his home outside of Hot Springs. The two men then allegedly kidnapped Crowder.
His hands were held behind his back and blindfolded and basically put in the middle of the car seat and traveled back to Hot Springs.
The suspects drove Crowder to Stebbins' residence, stopping at the Triangle gas station to fuel up.
Another person had called 911. By this time, officials were on the scene.
That's where officials swarmed the car, arresting the two men. Stebbins has pending charges from a March 29th incident in Hot Springs and what officials call a drug deal gone bad.
Chad Stebbins is charged with assault with a deadly weapon and first-degree kidnapping. Marshall English is charged with first-degree kidnapping. Jason Josie was transported to Mission Hospital with severe lacerations.
That was Ingrid Alsted with WLOS News with those details. I'm Michael Lardell reporting.